All right, folks, welcome back to another episode. Here I'm sitting with a gentleman who's trying to do everything he can to shake up the photography industry using software. A while back, Troy Plota launched and team launched a piece of software in the cloud called Plotograph Pro. And every time he shows it to people, including myself, jaws drop onto the ground because they're like, wait, how did you do this? You know, so it's kind of a magical piece of software that we're going to show rather than talk about. Before we dive into it, Troy, I wanted to get a, first of all, welcome to the show. Secondly, I want to just get it into your head, what, like, into your background in photography and what gave you the idea to create this piece of software?
Okay, yeah, great question. I've been shooting for 33 years, 27 years professionally. Wow. And when digital came along, I was just loving it. Like the day that digital came out, I'm ready to roll. Yeah. And back in the day, I was shooting a lot of campaigns for IZOD, which were, you know, Times Square billboards and Vanity Fair and GQ and a few other campaigns too. So we were some of the first teams to actually use digital for billboards and Times Square. And just kind of pushing the technology. Yeah. So right around 2009, we discovered these old softwares where you can kind of take images and combine things. And you could take, you know, from one software and bring it into After Effects and the Photoshop and export it out of Premiere or whatever it might be. And it would create this, but it took us quite a long time to do it.
Yeah.
So I said, if anybody ever were to kind of like come up with a way of taking all these softwares and animating these images in one software, it would be really cool. So that's what we ended up doing. You know, I've been working in the virtual reality space over the past couple of years also. And even working within that space, we found some code, we kind of like got a good understanding of what's happening with the 3D world. And I was like, gosh, this could pertain, this could actually probably work for, you know, what my assistants were calling the Plotograph. My assistants came up with it years ago and I'm like, okay, that's kind of funny. That's kind of flows, you know.
It works. Yeah, it totally works.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So we've been really hard at work on this, you know, past a little bit over a year on the software. And so far where it's come right now is even exceeding my expectations as far as how easy it is to use. And I have a lot of surprises for you today.
I'm anxious to get into these, but before we dive in, because I want to spend most of the time on the demo, because it's all about software. But so set it up for us. So the software, you kind of alluded to it being kind of an easy way to do some of the things that previously we needed Photoshop, After Effects, Premiere, and other tools in order to get a similar effect. What's the nugget? What's the elevator pitch for this software?
Oh gosh, it's basically bringing images to life easily and affordably. Because it took so many other softwares to put the images together that it did take, you know, a pro to have, you know, After Effects and Premiere and Photoshop and then old morphing softwares. So we've put a lot of attention and a lot of funds actually into creating the software. So it is in a professional price range. This isn't something that you can go in for. You know, we're not giving it away because we wouldn't be able to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
But even since the last time that we've talked and a few things that I have right now that the public hasn't seen is really exciting. So I can't wait to show you both the product and kind of give you a little bit of future as far as what's going on in the Plotograph world, I should say.
So last time we talked, it was pre-launch. You hadn't pushed it out yet. No one had seen it except for a select few people that were able to kind of get a peek behind the curtain. Since then, you're public. It's out there. You have heavy hitters like Trey Radcliffe making Plotographs and raving about it. Trey made a tutorial. It's on his website. You know, I talked about it on Leo Laporte's Screensaver show. You have like these giant clients all over the place. So what does it look like? What has been your Bezier curve from launch to now? What does that look like?
Well, technically, Sasha launched us at a branding convention last week in New York City at Samsung headquarters. Mm-hmm. So that was basically coming out to the press. And we're actually coming out at the Photo Plus Expo officially on October 19th.
Okay.
So that's our official kind of coming out. And we have a few surprises and a few things that we've been waiting for. But initially, so when Trey Radcliffe found us, We were at the Adobe Photoshop World Expo, and we bumped into Trey. We were introduced, and he's like, "This is really cool." So he put a few things out on his Instagram and did something in his newsletter, and we literally skyrocketed, like hundreds. I mean, it was like nothing I've ever seen. He basically buried us.
That's great.
We've been like, you know, diligently, like, you know, going to town, and we basically kind of came out at that point.
Yeah.
And then Trey proceeded to spend a lot of time, you know, photographing a lot of images and animate a lot of images on his own and posting them. And since then, he's just such a fantastic guy.
You know, Troy is like the Kanye West of photography, right? He's like, you know, Kanye West, who's the other? No, the Jay-Z of photography, you know?
Yeah.
He's got his hands in all kinds of things, and most of the things he touches kind of generate gold on the other side. So I would say that even though your official coming out is at Photo Plus, you kind of already launched.
Exactly. I know. That one of my goals was, I was like, okay, so in like within a year, if we could kind of be known in this process, I'm very passionate about this looping content. I know that this is the future of photography. And so within a year, if we could pull this off, we're like a month and a half later, honestly. And everybody already kind of knows us, like even within the industry, as far as certain fields where I was really wanting to get to.
Yep.
So yeah, Trey did a fantastic job. And he's a really sweetheart of a guy, actually, on top of being a fantastic photographer.
Yeah.
So he really deserves that. And we really are very pleased with him. You're kind of falling in love with Plotograph. So, but since then, it was a catch 22. We want to release the software. We want to get those pre-launch sales out there and get the beta testing in. But at the same time, we don't want to go full on out because we know what we're holding back. We know what's about to happen with the software.
Yeah.
A few things actually have happened. And a few things that have not really been seen that I'm going to show you today, which are pretty exciting.
All right, that's a perfect segue. Let's dive in and look at this amazing piece of software that's shaking up the world.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. And let me know when I have everything set and we're good.
Oh, I see your screen and I'm going to lock it on you. There you go. I see your, I see your desktop.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, so.
And I see me up there too. I'm in the upper left.
There you are. Yep, exactly. In all your glory there, Mr. Frederick. So as you see here, what I have floating on the desktop next to Photoshop and After Effects is we now have our own standalone downloadable software that it is still cloud-based, of course, but you don't have to work off of a browser.
Okay. So it's standalone, no more browser. Okay, great.
Yeah. And the nice thing is you, if you want to work in a browser, you can. If you decide, you know, like say you're somewhere without your computer, you can log into the software from anywhere and you have the strength of those Amazon servers in the background just cranking and chomping at the bits there to produce the photographs.
Cool.
Yeah.
So is the math for the that does all the effects in the animation, is that still happening on a server or is it down on the client now?
It's on the servers. Basically all the crunching basically happens there. And we have the servers are spread out around the world. So it doesn't matter what country you're in logging on, and pretty much, you know, is good to go with pretty quick speed.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do a tutorial for you guys here.
Yeah, this is what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, tutorial. And then I've got a few other things. Let's go. Photo. And I have an image by Daniel Zetterstrom on my desktop here. And this is a pretty cool image. Works well to be animated. So I'm going to upload the JPEG for starters. One thing to know is sometimes photographers are really wanting to kind of get in there and pull in like the biggest, the largest file that they can.
Yeah.
So what basically I let them know is like, you know, 1920 by 1080 is totally fine, especially for starters. But also we export 4K now. So 4096 on the long end, you can actually export these 4K. And we will be working on 6K down the line too for our Photo Plus membership also.
Wow. Okay. That's cool. That those see everything you're saying is still new. It's all this new stuff that I haven't known since pre-launch.
Right. Exactly. So I'll go ahead and start the image here. And from the top, we usually start in the top left here where we have our selection tool. And then down from there, we have our automated mask tool. Now with this shot here, I'm going to go ahead and let's say we're going to keep the model stationary. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and draw a line on anything that I don't want to move. So let's draw a line on the model. I'm going to draw a line on the rock. And I'm also going to draw a line back here on the mountain in the background. And then I'm going to go next down here is area to animate. I'm going to draw, let's say, a big rainbow over here on the sky. And basically, just from that, right now, we're most of the way masked on the whole entire image.
So you're not doing like complex selections and refining edges and none of that stuff. You're just saying, yeah, this, that, and this, essentially, right?
Right, exactly. And so that got most of the way there. So it gives me an opportunity now also to come over here to our paintbrush. And I'm going to paint on anything that wasn't selected. So I'm going to pull it up a little tighter here. And then I'm going to take my bracket keys, just like you would in Photoshop, or you come over here to the brush tool and you do it this way manually, or you use your bracket keys. But of course, I use the bracket keys because it's so much faster. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go around here and paint on some more masking here on the model. And I'm going to leave a few spots on purpose because I'm going to show the viewers basically how to make something stationary without just the mask also. Mm-hmm. And you're able to do that with stabilizer points. So I'm just going to come in here real quick. Paint on some more mask area here.
And what you're still doing is telling Plotograph Pro what you don't want to move, right? What should be stationary.
Right, exactly. So if every time I do a tutorial, you could work with me, it would be fantastic. Because that's funny, it's like tapping your head and rubbing your belly at the same time as far as...
Troy, I have trouble chewing gum and walking at the same time. So
I'm right there with you.
I'll take a couple steps, chew a little bit, take a couple more steps.
Cool. So that's, you know, pretty much most of the way there. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the feather tool and we're going to pull up the feather tool because I know I'm going to want to make that edge a little bit not so hard. And right here, you can see where the model is still standing there. You can kind of make her out a little bit. So I'm going to take this background edge and I'm going to extend it out a little bit. Usually about halfway works best. And as I extend that out, you see the model disappearing?
Yeah.
So she'll disappear. And then now the foreground edge blur, which used to be on the other side in beta, I've got a little surprise for you. Now you come over here, bam. So now we have our foreground here. And you have the choice on whether to look at it on black or white, depending on what you're looking at. So obviously here on white, it'll give us a good understanding as far as what the edge blur is going to be.
Nice. That is new.
It's really nice. So there we go. So we kind of dial that back a little bit. That looks pretty good. And that's, you know, pretty much ready to go. Over in the top right, we're going to go to our layers and I'm going to turn the lines off and I'm going to turn the mask off also. So that way we kind of have a little bit better understanding as far as we can see clearly to the image.
It's a great image, by the way. Is this one of yours?
No, this is Daniel Zetterstrom. And he sent it over a bunch of images. They look fantastic. So we've been working with these, doing tutorials and stuff. Yeah, he's a great photographer. So I'm going to go ahead and put some points now down on animation points. Either the D key, you hit D, and you just kind of come around. And I'm going to start off here with the sky.
So now you're telling the software... First, what you did was tell the software what I don't want to have animate, and now you're being explicit about what you want to animate.
That's right, exactly. So now we're going to say we basically stopped anything from moving that we're not going to want to be a part of that from the mask. And Now I'm going to put some points down. Let's say for starters, we just want to move the sky. Mm-hmm. All right. So now I'm going to go to our selection tool or hit the A key. Either one will do the trick. And I'm going to take the sky and I'm going to kind of move it out and around her. I'm going to take those points and just kind of move it.
So they're kind of radiating from behind her, kind of.
Exactly. Yeah. I like that, radiating. All right, cool. All right, so now we haven't spent very much time on this.
No.
Maybe I'm going to put maybe one more point down here. Take that out and then bring this point out also. And I'm going to hit the play button and I'm going to hit play or the space key will play it also, like you would do in most of the other softwares, video softwares. Our shortcut keys are very similar to what you'd find and other softwares. Cool. All right.
And look at that. It's moving. Wow.
We have movement. Yes.
That's very cool. That's cool. So while you're refining that, there's a couple questions. So what you're doing here, like you said, the photographer sent you a bunch of images and you took the image directly in here. One thing to note is that he didn't send you video files or multiple images. You're working from a single image and Plotograph Pro is doing all the magic and heavy lifting on the back end, which, correct me if I'm wrong, means that photographers can now go harvest their Lightroom libraries and find images that might look good animated and apply this to them. Is that fair?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if photographers are also interested in monetizing those images, now bringing it into that realm of you being able to sell it for stock, it's fresh, it's new. Some images that like really, you have a great shot still, but all of a sudden because of the texture, because of what's going on, all of a sudden you animate it and you just bring it to life and even bring more value to it in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
One of the things that we're working with too with photographers is on the stock side of things, whether they decide to do that or not, it could be a way to help them monetize their business.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because people are always looking for ways to differentiate themselves and do new things. What better way than this? And I think that goes back to what you were saying. You're not pricing this as a $1.99 throwaway app, that like a one-trick pony. You're not to put words in your mouth, but you're targeting this at high-end, relatively high-end professionals that are going to use this to augment their kind of buffet of services, right?
Absolutely. And any shooter who even wedding photographers or portrait, whatever it might be, whatever realm they're in. We're pretty early on now to where if you were to have your images animated and say present them on an iPad or even on your website dynamically, you're going to set yourself apart from the competition. You're going to set yourself apart to be able to, whether you charge for this, and you definitely can, there's a lot of money to be made on the services side, mm-hmm. or if you decide to include it with your services as a photographer, it gives you a kind of next level up. And we've been working with a lot of brands and agencies and they're just going nuts for it. They're absolutely loving it. Cinemagraph, as you know, has been very popular over the past few years. Mm-hmm. Cinemagraphs are interesting and cool and obviously dynamic. One thing that we've changed, I'm not sure if we've talked about this, but we started off in beta, thinking about selling the software. We've actually switched around and we're selling memberships now and we're including the software with what we're doing.
That's cool. Okay. So it's a reoccurring kind of thing that goes, instead of just paying whatever the one fee is and I have access to the software in perpetuity, now I get access to what? What does the membership give me?
Membership includes the cloud storage on the back end. Mm-hmm. The software's never been for sale for in perpetuity. It's based off of the cloud. So there's a lot of expense on our side as far as, for crunching those numbers and stuff and having the best servers. We have the top servers just really doing a killer job on these. But what we're doing is we're creating a community for looping content. And right now within the membership, if you're a cinemagraph creator, if you like the Plotographs, of course, or if you're a motion graphics guy and you create looping content, you're welcome within this community. We want everybody, if you're making looping content 12 seconds or under, 10 seconds or under, we want you as part of our community, because on the other side, we're also selling memberships to the advertising agencies and the brands on the enterprise side. So from their software, they have access to everything that you want to produce as an artist and put up within our community, the enterprise side gets first dibs on it. They get to check out to see who the best artists are, what they're creating. They get inspiration. And on top of it, if they go, wow, this image is like perfect for my campaign, let me reach out and see if this is available for sale. And within our ecosystem, that's how we're creating it. And we're really pushing the rights managed stock. So we're not looking to do anything where we would sell an image for $5 or $10. You know, we're looking for campaigns. And because it's so new and the agencies are all over it, we're basically marrying the agencies and brands with the artists. And we're bringing them together. And like I said, cinematographs are welcome within what we're doing, motion graphics. But as you know, with motion graphics, if you're working in After Effects or if you're doing, you know, motion through cinematographs, there's a lot of expense that goes into that through shooting video. Hiring a video crew is much different than hiring a photography crew. So part of our reason for creating this and creating this looping content community is we know what's happening. We know what the future's like. We know what the brands are wanting. And a traditional still frame is losing its value. I've been shooting for 33 years, and I hate to say it, but you know, with Instagram and how many images are out there now, what can you do to get somebody to pause on that image or ad or whatever it is that you're presenting? I come from the commercial advertising field, you know, as a commercial advertising fashion guy, that's where my perspective is in. And I'm going to be talking a lot about this myself in different blogs and podcasts. I've already started to kind of, I'm a little bit shy in front of the camera, you know, so yeah. My guys are kind of pushing me out there to do this. And I'm very passionate about it. I really love it.
This is great. This is great stuff. So a couple of questions I had on that, on what you just said. So you said a lot of things. So you said you guys are not only creating the back end cloud based, you know, infrastructure that's running on, you know, high powered Amazon servers to crunch the data and deliver it back and to give it that sort of app experience. But with the membership, you're also creating a kind of a stock agency or a place for people that are creating this kind of content to both access the software, but also display what they've made with the software, and so that third parties can come in and license that. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
That's fantastic. So then you touched on Instagram and those guys. The format of this, and a lot of photographers listening and watching this are thinking, okay, that's great, but what is this, Flash, or you know, what is actually driving the animation, or is it just generating a common off-the-shelf video file?
Great question. So the exports within our video files are anywhere from GIF to MP4. And I'm not sure if you've seen now H.264, H.265, JPEG sequences, PNG sequences, .mov. So almost anything you want to spit out. But within our community, we're going to be launching both GIFs and MP4s that are trackable also for the advertising agencies to be able to, you know, see where their ads are going and that sort of thing. So that's why they're really interested in as far as what we're doing. And it also helps protect the photographers so they can't get their images ripped off. It's so easy right now to just pull an image off and, you know, post it somewhere.
Totally. But, yeah.
You know, so we're going to have a little bit more protection in that for our guys and help them monetize it a little bit better that way. So I've kind of gone halfway through this image. Do you want me to continue on this also? And I'll try to tap my head, rub my belly at the same time as I.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, let's see what you can do with it. You know, and the other question I had for you is you mentioned, you know, while you're editing it, you mentioned the idea of looping content or building the kind of an infrastructure or in a clearinghouse for looping content. Does that mean like seamlessly looping, or does that mean, you know, in order to be included in there, like, in other words, what do you consider looping? Is it just a video that plays over and over again, or is it a video that plays seamlessly so that you can't tell where it stops and where it ends?
Yes. So it seamlessly leads to where you can't see where it stops and where it ends. That's basically what we're creating a whole community based on, and it'll be done through our own players, through our own back end, and it's cutting edge technology. Yeah. And the way that we're setting it up, it'll almost be like a Vimeo for looping content also.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Because, you know, if you try looping the content traditionally, there's certain cheat codes that are needed. We have all the codes from every direction. You know, if somebody's wanting to loop their content on HTML5 or Squarespace or Wix or whatever it might be, we've done all the research on all the code that it takes to get there.
And services like Instagram support looping already, right? So if you upload one of these videos into Instagram, it'll play in a loop as long as someone's looking at it. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And Facebook now also, I'm not sure if you've heard about this, but a few months ago, anything under 30 seconds on Facebook now will loop. It'll loop it automatically.
So you know, I didn't know that. I did not.
Yeah. And they accept vertical video now too, which is cool. So we are on the cutting edge of the forefront of all the anything looping. That's what Plotograph Pro is about, basically, and within our community. So what we're looking to do is just build this community of passionate artists. Actually, and one of the surprises that I wanted to talk to you about are you familiar with George Redhawk by any chance?
I don't think so.
Okay, so anybody in your community is interested in checking out, George Redhawk is now officially working with us. And George is just absolutely a phenomenal artist. He's been doing looping content for several years also. Cool. And he's been using, once again, like we used to do, lots of different softwares, kind of combining them together to do these outputs. George right now is based out of France. He flew over a few weeks ago, we met, and we're actually gonna combine some of George's techniques within the software. And he's exclusively working with Plotograph Pro now also.
You're on fire.
On fire, oh my gosh. Also Stephen Lippman, photographer Stephen Lippman, absolutely fantastic. He's shooting a lot of the ads for Showtime with their shows and stuff like that. He shoots a lot of celebrities. He's come on now too. So we're on our ambassador affiliate side, we have the top of the world. You know, we've got Trey working with us right now. Mm-hmm. And he's been, you know, really falling in love with Plotograph, as you know.
Yeah, so he's a trendsetter and in many ways a Pied Piper of photographers, and I'm one of the rats following him. So yeah, it's good to have him in your court.
Absolutely, absolutely. So cool. So I'm going to go through here. One of the things, if you notice when I pressed play earlier, we have a little bit of what we call, say, ghosting off of the image here in a few spots. Mm-hmm. So what we do to stop that is not only can you do that through the mask, but you can also do that with what we call stabilizer points. So I'm going to put a few more points down on the edge of where we saw moving there. And that what we'll do is it'll keep it stationary for us.
So it's like putting a thumbtack down on it to keep that from moving.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you can have that, you know, feel free.
All right.
Stabilizer points is very geeky, you know, thumbtack.
Thumbtack, exactly. All right, so we put some points down there to stabilize those. And then over off to the side, now what we can do is we can turn our mesh on. And so the mesh is what shows you how it's moving from one direction to another. Sometimes some of our customers will see the mesh at the beginning and get a little bit intimidated, but it's just there as a guide basically to show you kind of like you get a good understanding as far as how far the point should be moved and that sort of thing. It gives you a good reference point.
I actually kind of like the mesh on this image. It looks like it's part of the image. It's cool.
I know, it's cool. It's like the spider webs all over the place. Yeah. Like 3D action. Okay, cool. So now we have the sky moving. So now I'm going to go ahead and let's put some points down here on the smoke. I love production. Like I love this shot because it just adds that little bit more, you know, putting the smoke in there. When I was 13 years old, when I first started, I used to go into the cemeteries with smoke bombs and like do like self portraits and shoot my friends with smoke bombs. I know you're not supposed to do that probably, but you know,
I thought you get ghosts following you for the rest of your life.
maybe that's what happened. I know, right?
Yeah,
exactly. It's funny because we just recently found, Sasha found a shot of me, you know, when I was 13 years old, standing there in the, you know, with the smoke all around me. So I was like, yeah, this is one of the things that we used to do.
You should go look at those photos. There might be faces coming out of the smoke. That would be creepy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you never know. I should look at that.
So Trey, while you're building this, so from, I know it's this completely subjective and based on the image and the artist and all that, but from start to finish, you're doing this pretty quickly. So start to finish to create, say you were doing this and you actually had a client that was going to take this image, this same image, and put it in Times Square on the Jumbotron there. how long do you anticipate someone like you that's very familiar with the software, how long should they allow to do production level work like that?
I would honestly say, like, so if this is going on a Times Square billboard, there'd be a lot of going back and forth with the client. They'd say, oh, I want this smoke to do this and that. So we do have revisions. But even how I've done this right now, I've done it just kind of for a quick tutorial. Mm-hmm. And I might do a few things different, but I would give it like an hour full on, you know, working with it. I wouldn't take more than an hour. Clients may have a lot more revisions, mm-hmm. of course, that, you know, they have little certain things. And if you were to charge for this, I mean, what would your thoughts be as far as what you charge for the services for a Times Square billboard? What would you think for one image?
Depending on the photographer. You mean if to shoot it and animate it, or if you're just the animation? Oh, thousands. Definitely thousands of dollars to do something like this, especially since it's so new and so clean and attention getting. You know, so yeah, it's not like a lot of things are like, you know, clients will probably look at it and say, yeah, I know how you did that, or I can do that, or, you know, I can do that on an app in my phone. This, not so much, right?
Right.
I think that the newness of it and the beauty and image, the kind of attention grabbing nature of this means you can, hike that price sky high.
Yeah, well, we're getting, generally based off of animation prices, we're getting close to $3,000 and over per image.
Wow.
So that's why a lot of times I really want to educate the market to say, listen, let's, you know, this is a pro item. And for, you know, depending on, you know, right around $300 a year with the membership, including with the tutorials that we give and teach you how to monetize it, it's really a great value and a great way to help monetize your business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can see some wedding photographers salivating for doing engagement shoots like this. That'd be, you know, ridiculous. That's crazy.
Yeah. So as you see with this one, it started off a little bit slow. So I went over here to the animation properties, mm-hmm. and it's set off the bat at 3 seconds. So I moved it to 2. That looks pretty good. But let's go ahead and move it to 1.5 seconds. That'll even speed it up even more. To check that out. Doing a screen share sometimes will slow it down a tad bit, but this will give you a kind of a good understanding as far as how much control you have over the speed. So if you were to post this on Instagram, I would suggest going at a slower speed, a slower number of seconds, I should say, that would make it faster. So you could really get a good idea as far as what's happening on that mobile device. If I were to export this for Times Square billboard and it's huge, I would do it much slower. Because on that Times Square billboard, you're not going to need so much speed with it so big, because it might even get a little bit dizzying. So there's a lot of control within the software. And like I said, there are a few more surprises coming up that you're gonna see that's built in. That's on staging right now. It's going to go to production. By the time you launch this podcast, it'll more likely be there. But we've added one more algorithm to the whole setup.
And what's that?
That's still a surprise, but it is in the Red Hawk effect sort of realm. And what it does is it takes hard lines and really animates them really well. Right now, we've been building it for the most part to be set up for clouds and water. So now our next thing, and this is what we've been working on for a while, we've been kind of keeping it hush-hush, but now we can take hard lines and take those hard lines and animate them perfectly, like no other software does. It really is amazing.
Wow.
So here's some of George Red Hawk's work here.
And that's done with Plotograph?
This one's not. This is what he's done in the past. He's since now worked on these. These are off of Google. Wow. But he's since reanimated these in Plotograph, and they're even better.
Oh my goodness. Okay, oh my, I gotta, gosh, go look at this. And, good, yeah, grief.
And the numbers of images that he's been able to crank out per day compared to what he's been able to do, it's over twice as much, you know, just for as far as what's going on, you know, with the software. So this is an image by Antonio Mora.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's just absolutely.
This is like, you know, yeah, you're right. This is definitely future facing stuff here.
Definitely. So, but that's give you a little bit of an understanding. So check that out. I mean, it's just like off the charts.
Wow.
So that's why this whole community that we're building is based on this looping dynamic content. And the next algorithm that's coming out takes the hard lines. It's just seamless. It's amazing.
When do we get our hands on that? Like when does that release?
Next week, basically. So I would say.
By the time this goes live, it will either be out or like imminent, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So Trey, you mentioned kind of like the Vimeo metaphor for the looping content. Are you extending that into like embedding code so people be able I can create one and embed it in my website?
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Okay.
And right now, Vimeo doesn't readily give you a code to do that. So there are codes out there, but it's not really necessarily. I don't think they publicize the codes for the most part. We're going to be basing everything that we do on those codes actually for looping content.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I had no idea. This has come a long way in just a couple of months here. It's very, very polished and finished now.
I know, right? So it's like it's a catch 22. You know, when Trey launched us and we were like so excited, we're like, oh man, just wait till you see what we're coming up with. So once again, you could also now import a logo. You can import a PNG in there if you wanted to put the logo.
Oh, so you can do overlays. Okay. Yep. Very cool. And I'm seeing layers there. So that you can't are you able to do like Photoshop style layers and have different animation on either layer, or is that are you doing everything on the single layer?
Right now it's a single layer, but we are working on that is coming down the line for multiple layers. Absolutely.
That's going to be, so then you could maybe bring in a transparent PNG of foreground clouds and animate that differently than you're doing the sky in the background and have it all just work together.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Cool, man. Wow. Okay. All right. So back to business. So fees. So you mentioned the membership. What is the membership fee for to get into the software?
The pre-launch right now is $299 for the year, and the software is included with that. And we're putting together, we're going to announce at Photo Plus. We also have some other strategic partners, software and hardware companies that we're working with that are also, you're going to get discounts being a member through the Plotograph Pro membership community. So we've got discounts that'll be involved in there, as well as other softwares. And we're going to be recommending other softwares too, as far as to work with for specifically for dynamic looping content.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, for what is that? Roughly $20 a month to get into this. Yeah. That's pretty reasonable, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially for how you can monetize it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So then what's next? What's next for the software? What's next for Troy? You know, after you get this out and it's out of the birth canal, so to speak, you know, how do you raise the baby after that?
Okay. Well, we're working hard on our community. We're set now. So we've been waiting for tutorials for a month and a half because we were updating the software every week. So every time we would do a tutorial, it would change. So we're like, okay, we can't keep up with this pace. We're ready to dive into tutorials. George Redhawk actually is going to work with us. He's going to be doing tutorials with us also. And we're going to be offering advanced tutorials too. So down the line, we're still in beta slash, we haven't officially launched it yet, but we have the Plotograph Pro Plus account too. And that's going to be based for guys who are really serious about monetizing what they're doing, and they're going to get a little bit more features, and they're going to get a little more storage, and they're going to get some more access to some more tutorial videos that'll be more advanced. So that's coming down the line, but mainly, and I don't know if I have it on this machine, but I do have the actual look and feel of our community site, which is going to look and feel like a combination of Instagram and Behance.
Okay. Yeah. No. Okay.
So it's going to be a professional in the realm of a Behance where you have those campaigns, you have the things, you have your portfolio right there.
Yep.
But it's going to be really quick also, like you would have through Instagram. And within that community, once again, you could sell images if you'd like and really promote yourself and post to any social media. You could post from Facebook from there to Instagram to Twitter. And that's what we're working on right now, is getting all those links set up for the posting.
Wow. Congratulations, man, to you guys. This is fantastic. I remember before you launched it, I could feel the enthusiasm coming through the computer on, because you kind of knew what was coming. And now, you know, it's like you got hit with a hurricane.
Right? So, I know we did. Hurricane Gray.
Hurricane Trey originates in New Zealand, and then it gets bigger and bigger.
Right, exactly. One of the other cool things too, if to show the community here, is within the animation loop count. A lot of times, if you go to export something, as you know, it'll give you one loop. So what do you do with a 3 second or 1.5 second loop? Here on the back end on the export, and I'm not sure if I show this to you yet, but we can actually export up to 20 times looping. So let's say we have, say this is 3 seconds, let's just say a 2 second loop. We go in here and let's, loop it 14 times, which gives us a 28 second file. Well, now you bring that file into Facebook and it will automatically loop it for you. So just by dragging this counter over, you could actually do your export and you're ready to roll, both on Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, whatever it might be. And then if you're looking for a GIF, it's easy enough to come over here and just do your GIF. And we have the frames per second, anywhere from 5 frames per second on your export, all the way to 60 frames a second, all the way up to 4K exports.
Wow.
So I don't know really of any other software that does that.
Yeah. So if I wanted to, say this image that you're working on here, say I wanted to export that and then continue, I wanted to bring that file into Premiere to maybe add some audio, some ambient music or NAT sound to it. I can do that, right? So I would just export as a high resolution MP4 MOV file.
Yep, exactly. MP4, MOV. And then as of what you'll have, you will have H.265 in a few weeks. This is still the production, so we have that on the beta as of right now. That's about to be launched, and then on the MP4, H.264, H.265, and a lot of the times photographers aren't as aware of the movie formats, of the video formats. So that's what we're here to do, is educate them as far as taking from the JPEG to the TIFF and the PSD. Now you're going to be dealing a lot with MP4s, movie files, sequences, and it really gets fun because there's so many creative things that you can do with these moving files and other places to import them. We are working on actually importing audio into the software also down the line.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to have looping animation overlays, snow, rain, light flares, these other things that you can add on top of it too will be built into the software down the line. It's one of the things we're working on the back end too.
And so members will just get that when you roll those features out, right?
Exactly. Most of them, we're going to have probably hundreds of overlays. So it'll be something that they could even upgrade their systems or do even a pay per, whatever it might be, per overlay.
You're talking pre-built overlay. So not my own overlay. So I could say, you know what, this image is great, but I want some fog over the front of it or rain or snow or something. I'd be able to choose and put that in there and it'll just do the right thing and animate correctly.
Absolutely.
Nice.
I know.
What are you doing to me, Trey? Come on. Trey, you and Trey are like crunching this whole world. You guys are changing the way that photographers think about motion and photography. Especially, Troy, when you look at this from the standpoint of being able to dive into your library, your existing library, and harvest the images there and then add all these effects to create something completely new, it's kind of hard to get your brain around, because now those style, usually, you go out and you shoot a bunch of images and you very rarely go look at them again. Now you're giving us a reason to go back in time and re-experience and reimagine the shots that we already did.
Right. Absolutely. It's so much fun. And I've done that with a lot of my images, and thinking about it both from an artistic standpoint and a commercial aspect, so as artists, you get to go in and create these really beautiful pieces. And then for commercial artists who are looking for another way to monetize their business, if you're just in the still realm, you're just doing stills, There's so many photographers, you know, in the commercial realm.
Yeah.
So this is the future. The advertising agencies are all over it. The brands are all over it. They're designing campaigns around it. So that's what I want to be there as an influencer, talking about this and helping the guys monetize their business. Because so many of the budgets have gone to video, guys. You know, within the commercial world, you know, a lot of our budgets have gone to video. So now what we're going to do by having this, we're going to pull those budgets back. We're going to get more photographers hired, and we're going to get photography as a, you know, commercial way of monetizing back in, but also as an artistic way. So we're working on right now taking large screens and framing them and putting these photographs and all these different effects into a screen and having them looping and really doing things that could never really been done before.
And
as you can hear, I'm just really super passionate about it. I really, you know, it's,
no, it's the right tool at the right time, because as you know, the screens out there are more, it's now that we have so many screens, both on our computers, on our tablets, and, you know, on our phones, and everywhere we look, there are screens. Now there's a thirst for content for those other than just a still image or a video clip. And you're kind of combining that, and, but not, it's weird, you know, it's hard to describe what's happening. It's hard to tell people what photographs are until they see them, you know, right. And then they understand the kind of, you know, inexplicable repetitive motion that you're adding to clouds and organic surfaces and having everything move seamlessly and then loop seamlessly. I mean, that for me, that was one of the interesting things about learning about the software is, part one of the hard things about creating cinemagraphs is the looping piece of it, right? So, you know, you could create one and, you know, someone's hair is moving, you know, but until you know, it gets a little complicated when you want to have that seamlessly loop over time. And it's like you nailed that, and it's an afterthought when it comes to using this software.
Right, exactly. And we're just having so much fun with it. And we're really glad that you're a fan too. And we really appreciate your support. And you were, I think, the first one in, like, you discovered this, very early on.
Yeah. Like, you guys were still, you know, in the basement cranking on code. And, you know, we were talking, and I remember seeing these images. And these are, you've added some new ones in here, but this is what kind of had my jaw drop to the ground.
the stairs I just rolled by. So that's the new algorithm. So we take super hard lines and seamlessly, it's like figure out where that comes from and where it starts from. And, fantastic. You know, if you're able to get a customer or a client or your community to sit there and look at more views, you know, what's the value in that? We're just, as a photographer for so long and for so many years, I'm just crazy about it. I think it's definitely the future. And I'm going to be like a broken record talking about this for quite a long time.
Well, that's good. Well, hey, we'll definitely keep in touch with you, and I'm going to bug you after we stop recording, because I want to get my hands on that desktop client software, because yes. I want to play with it. Where should people go to learn about the software and to dive in and play around and, you know, maybe sign up and become a member and all that?
www.photographpro.com is mm-hmm. the main site, and that's where you can see samples. You could see, you know, you could read a lot about dynamic content. We do have a blog on there also. I need to populate that a little bit more when we get rolling on that, but we will have more tutorial videos. And anybody who wants to reach out to us, we just love talking shop, you know, anything moving content wise.
Well, I mean, this is perfect. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a huge fan of this kind of content, you know, where you're moving beyond static and using the available tools, you know, these cameras that shoot 4K video and these ultra high resolution stills. And, you know, we can record audio now. We have cameras that can do 4K and amazing, you know, high quality images. Now you are giving us the tool to do something beyond that was even possible just a year ago. So yeah, man, congratulations.
Thank you. And the cool thing is it's backwards compatible. So if you want to print it, or if a client wants to print it, they're not stuck with video. It starts with a high res still, and you get the best of both worlds.
That's cool. All right. Troy Plota, co-founder, founder of Plotograph Pro. Is the company Plotograph Pro, or is it a parent company, and this is one of your software products?
Plotograph Inc. is the company, and then the Plotograph Pro membership is within that, with the software that's included with that, basically within the community.
Awesome. All right. TWIP listeners, head over there. Go look at some of the samples on the page and prepare to have your socks knocked off and know that you'll be becoming a member of this software, you know, like everybody else in the community. Because it's, I think it is definitely one of the next big things to hit the post-processing world, and one of the coolest things to hit that world in a long, long time. So cool, man.
That's, you know, and any comments we get from you guys as far as how we continue to make it easier, and we love it. So thank you for your support too. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, Trey, we'll see you in the next video. Next time I interview you, and you're at Plotograph Pro 7, right?
or even 2. We'll keep going.
No, we'll go with 2. Yeah, we'll skip to 2. Yeah. Okay, man. Take care.